Welcome to Primer, where we are always training leaders.
Herbert, we're about to start our own summer breaks here at Life School, and it is a great time to be with our families. But, you know, contrary to what some people believe aren't in education, it's really not a time of rest for principals, is it?
No, you're exactly right. People always ask, or would always ask, what are you doing in the summer? You have to actually work. And I say, yeah, I'm up there, but there are no kids up there. There are no teachers up there. And, you know, I will say it gets boring up there, but there's a lot of work that has to be done to get that school ready for the next school year.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that if some of our new principals, maybe some folks who've just gotten a job this summer, or even our veteran principals, just a way we can help them get ready for the new school year. So let's look at some different things that people need to be doing in the summer to get ready for the next school year. And let's talk about some of those planned meetings that they should be looking at. What should they be doing as far as scheduling and getting ready for the next school year?
Well, it's a great time to get organized, and because you don't have a lot of distractions there, you can take time to really nail down your meetings for the year. One of the first things that you can take time to do is schedule all of your faculty meetings for the next school year. I know sometimes some of you may have less faculty meetings than you used to, but people like to know up front because people have lives. And so when you can give them that information early on, they are more comfortable, you're more comfortable. And if you need to adjust them, you can do those later. But go ahead and schedule those faculty meetings. Also, your department chair, team leader type meetings. I would always like to have those a little bit more often than I would have a faculty meeting, of course, so you can get that information down to everyone. Go ahead and schedule those. You can send those out early in the summer. You can send them out in a letter. People get excited when they see that someone's taking the time to plan for them. Also, your campus horizontal or vertical planning meetings, or your meetings where maybe they have an extra conference period or they have time during the day to talk about student learning. Go ahead and take the opportunity to maybe meet with the leaders of those departments and work together to get those meetings scheduled. We know things come up and they may have to change, but when you know where you're headed and you got a good map of that, then it'll make things less stressful for people.
Well, the people that work for you, they're really unable to plan the meetings they need to have that don't involve you until they get the schedule from you. And I think it's great, even at this point, to create a culture, even in your organization from central office level, to make sure you get your planned meetings out very early so that the campuses can schedule theirs, and then ultimately other folks can schedule their meetings. And just because the meeting's scheduled, that doesn't mean you have to have the meeting.
Right, and that's a great idea because there's so many things that go on in schools that when those meeting dates are out there earlier, people can begin to schedule other meetings that they need to have. And so no one's confused about anything. They know a good starting point. And again, it brings the stress level down for everyone.
Well, the next area I want to look at is an area that I know I didn't do a good job with you and Stephanie Fletcher back at Waller Junior High, and that's reviewing the individual assignments for your different assistant principals in your administrative team. I know a lot of times I would create some confusion because I would maybe assign both of you the same task or give neither of you a task and you weren't sure who should do it. Why is it important for principals to delineate those tasks amongst the other members of their administrative team?
Thank you, Troy. I think that's great. And I do remember being an assistant principal, and we'd meet and go through things, but it's good for folks to know if you have multiple APs, for everybody to kind of know exactly what their duties are. One of the things I did a pretty good job of doing was one of our first meetings that we had, I brought everybody in, and I took time myself to make it, and we want to get input from people, but there are times when it's okay to sit at your desk and kind of come up with kind of a pre-look, and then you give them the opportunity to say, hey, these are your assignments. Are you okay with these things? And I would always do that and let them know exactly what they're responsible for, and then have everyone's name at the top, and then have all of your duties, and then it would also have the teachers that you would appraise. We'd go ahead and do that, and we'd let them talk about, and sometimes they'd switch with each other because it was something that maybe they thought they were better at, or it could have been an area that they wanted to grow in, and so they would take on that responsibility. But them knowing up front those bigger things that they're responsible for, again, it brings their level of trust up, and it brings their level, also their level of stress down about the job that they have to do.
Well, and I think it creates confusion when, as a leader, sometimes you assign two people the same job. What happens is that neither one really knows who should be doing what. It also sometimes shows a lack of confidence in perhaps whoever you assigned it to first. When they find out later, you've assigned another person the same task. So I agree with you, Herbert. I think it's really important every year to sit down and make sure that the administrators know the specific functions that they're responsible for. And I think it's also good to change those up from year to year if you're trying to prepare these people to become principals in their own right. So let's say you've had those meetings and you've prepared for your administrative team. What are some things you need to do to prepare for your staff return? What should you do to get ready for that first day back, that first professional development day?
Yeah, there's a lot that goes on. And sometimes when you were maybe an assistant principal, you kind of showed up as well. And sometimes you didn't know how all those things happen. The principal has a lot to do with that. And of course, you have so many people who will help you with that. But people depend on you to make sure that's a good, organized system. First thing people want to know when they come up is, where's my key? If you're at a place and you take their keys up, they want to know where that key is, and there has to be a good system to do that. And I'm not saying you need to have a drawer in your office with a big wad of keys, but there's someone responsible, be it maybe your administrative assistant or maybe an AP, who has the keys and has a good system so that everyone knows who that key belongs to and that it lines up with the room that they're going to be in. And also things that are important like handbook acknowledgments. How do we give those out? How do we go through those with the teachers? Is there a meeting that we go through all of that, you know, that we go through that handbook with? Their emergency contact, parking information, special staff, if they've got to take a picture. All of those things have to be organized.
Right. Well, and it's not just with your staff. It's your students as well. I mean, your staff, when they come back, and when your students ultimately come back, you know, when they walk back into school, if it looks like you haven't planned and you don't have a structure for that first week back, it looks to them like maybe it wasn't very important to you. And when they come in, the last thing they've been thinking about is what they need to be doing to get ready for the school year. So that's why you need to over plan for that.
And I will say, you know, Troy, as a principal, and you know this, that, and I say this very strongly, if those things at the beginning of the year are not organized and planned well, people will begin quickly to lose confidence in you. And someone who, myself, who has to work very hard to make sure things are very structured, we spent a lot of time making sure, and I mean, you have to be very detailed about where people walk, what doors they go into, where they walk out of, where the tables are, how many sections people will be able to pick up the manual from. All of those things are important so that people have a lot of confidence in you to be able to help them be organized and structured.
Well, and same thing happens to teachers who perhaps aren't prepared when students come back. But as a principal, you have a role to also prepare for the students' return. And even though you're not directly teaching classes, what are some things that as a principal you might do to get your building ready or to get your staff ready for the return of the students those first few days?
Well, yeah, one of the things you've got to do, you got to make sure there are enough desks in classrooms. One of the things that, you know, I remember as an assistant principal, I didn't really enjoy doing, but you did a great job of that, was saying, hey, we've got to look at the schedule and look at the class sizes, and you got to go to every room and make sure that there's enough desks in that classroom. If there are going to be 32 kids in that classroom, there needs to be 32 desks or 32 seats, 32 spots for kiddos to sit in. Those things seem minor, but they're important. They can cause confusion and chaos on the first day of school. Also, schedule distribution. How are you going to distribute that? If you're at a large secondary school, you know, you want those students to be able to get those schedules quickly and go to class. So that means you got to do a good job of breaking it down. AB or ABC, DEF, it's got to be small. You got to have people to work those tables and work those areas so the kid can get the schedule and take off. Textbook distribution, that can sound minor, but that's also a big thing. Do you have students helping with that? Does the person that's in charge of that have a good system where teachers can easily come in, get those books, and take off? ID, if your students wear IDs, is there a system that they can get their picture taken for that school year? Was it made the year before because of the pictures that they were taking? Some kind of way those students all have to get that ID tag. And again, of course, their parking permits. They've got to park, and you've got to have, and that's for secondary principals, high school principals.
Well, I think that taking some attention to detail for things, whether it be as small as desks or even other issues with the students, it helps them when they get back to school. They're also worried about other things. They're worried about seeing their friends, who they're going to sit with at lunch. But whenever the first day of school is chaotic or unorganized, or perhaps they go into one of their classrooms and there weren't enough chairs, that's going to be all the news, and that's going to be something that even their parents will think, I wonder why that school wasn't ready for these students to come. They've known about it all summer. So we've talked about getting ready with your administrative team. We've talked about getting ready for the staff return. We've talked about getting ready for the students to return. What are some things in terms of communication that you can be doing throughout the summer? Maybe you're not waiting till the end, but it's something that you go throughout the summer, whether you're communicating with your staff or communicating with your students or other stakeholders.
And that's great. And as you work through all of these things that we talked about, and as a principal, you have to do a great job, number one, to be able to delegate a lot of these things to people and really be able to trust them that they'll be able to get it done for you. And, you know, you always meet back with them once a week to check with them to make sure they're progressing on all the things that you're getting to work on. But as a principal, there were a few things that I did on my own by myself. And some you may do it differently, but I always want to communicate with my new staff and my current staff over the summer. And I would always send them letters. And of course, I couldn't always handwrite a letter to all of them because there were so many of them. But I did write a type of letter for all of them. And it was important to me that I sat down and took the time and write that from me. And it was very personal. And again, that's something that I learned from a great mentor as well. And would also put in information about them. People would take a big trip. If someone went to Hawaii, I may include it in the letter because I wanted them to be able to see something about them in the letter. Of course, we couldn't get anyone in. And so that's something you want to do as a principal. That's something you don't want to delegate. That's something you want to take the time. And it takes a while. It'll take you several hours to write it well and to edit it. But you want to communicate with your new staff. Write them a letter. Let them know that you're ready to see them. And then your current staff, write them a letter, give them an update, tell them about the new staff, and also take time to talk about staff development that they'll have. They get excited when they get that information, and they know what to expect when they return.
And I think communicating with the staff is a way to keep that family feel, that culture that lets them know they're valued. You don't want them to come back in the summer and that be the first time you've attempted any communication with them, because a lot of things happen and people want to be in the know. When you talked about staff, what about students? Is there any kind of communication you'd recommend to try to do with students or their parents during the summer?
Yeah, it is. Two things. Number one, when I was a secondary principal, and I was also a principal where an intermediate where the kids were younger, and so I didn't have them up as much in the summer. But when I became a middle school principal and a high school principal, I would get a group of students up there to talk to them, to kind of hear from them and get information from them. And we talk and share. They'll tell me some of the concerns that they had and some of the things that they wanted to do in the new school year. And also, I sent a letter to every student and every parent. And when you have a school that's large, it takes time, not just to write the letter. That takes some time. And you want to talk to them about anything new that's happening in the school. You tell them that you're welcoming them back for a new year. I would also always include when the first home football game was, when open house was, when new freshman orientation was, when the first volleyball and tennis game. I included all of that information in there. And I'm telling you, I always felt like our attendance was higher because I put that information out there. But it does take time, because if you've got 2,000 students or 1,800 in a large school, somebody's got to stuff every one of those envelopes and send those out. But you know what? Get you some student leaders up there and get them to help you. It is worth the time. It's worth the money for the postage. Things that people will never forget.
Well, and knowing you and what you did, there's also communications you did via social media, and you're communicating via your website. But sometimes it's real personal to get a letter, to go to your mailbox, and find it kind of that hey, welcome back. We're looking forward to seeing you. It sets the tone for a good school year. And so as you're thinking about principals who this summer, you know, by the time they listen to this, they'll maybe only have 6, 7, 8 weeks before school will start again. What are some final things you might say to them as they're thinking about getting their campus ready for their next year? whether it's things they might want to improve that didn't go as well the year before, or it's things they want to maintain. What are some final thoughts you might say to principals?
Well, I want to encourage you to always think about the relationships that you build with people. And even if folks aren't coming up there, you sending out information to them, being relevant and timely with that information, and some kind of way, even some kind of way connecting with them from afar will mean a lot to them. Number two, all of the procedural and operational things that we talked about, making sure you're very organized with those. Those will be very important. Maybe you had some struggles, as you said earlier, and that you can really refine those, and people will can gain confidence in you if maybe you lost confidence or what have you. And then finally, just making sure that people still understand your vision, and that instruction is one of the most important things that you'll do, because it's a building where people learn, not just the students, but the staff. Everyone is learning, and that you know that, and that maybe you take some time in the summer to talk to some people or get folks up to talk about what's important to us that our students know, and that we look at that and we continue to do that all year long, that our vision for improving instruction is always strong. So if you do those three things in the summer, you'll do pretty good.
Well, and I think by being prepared, by going through some kind of checklist, whether it's some of the things you shared today or some of the resources we have available at our websites for principals or their own checklists, I think by clearing out those details, getting those things done, it allows them then to move on and have those discussions about instruction and not be worried about those other things that can get in the
way. Welcome to Primer, where we are always training leaders.